Good morning, everyone. Today is the 9th of October 2018, and this is Tuesday morning. We had a good talk show program last night. I think the aspect of surveillance, electronic surveillance, and what the impending results will be were very clear. Good morning, Mandithaka Mani Kishore. We look at countries like China that are just overrun with surveillance. We see how those countries and those governments try to control their populace. Good morning, Peterson Awanda. Welcome aboard this morning. And so if you have an interest in the subject, I have posted not only our last night's talk show on Facebook Live, but I've also posted our YouTube video on the subject, the same video. And you can share it with others. Part of the America and United States, we are going to see more and more mind control perpetrated by the big corporations and government to try to stop any kind of truth-telling. It truly is all fake news, and that includes Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, all of it's fake, so we have to go to other sources to validate information. And our regulating principle has to be the Word of God, does it not? Good morning, Leon Kennedy. Welcome aboard this morning. And so this is what I want to talk about a little bit this morning, and that is Nina Jamarino. Welcome aboard. It's amazing what people perceive as being the truth. Have you ever been in a conversation with someone and they go, "That's the truth. That's the truth." Well, Jesus Christ said, "I am the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." Here Jesus Christ, the eternal God, was standing in front of Pilate, and Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" And the way, the truth, and the life was standing in front of Pilate, personified. Jesus told him who he was, and he went back out and told Jews, those that the chief priests and the Pharisees, he told them, "I find no fault in him." They said, "Crucify him." That's what people want to do to the truth. They want to crucify the truth. They want to bring the truth down. They don't want to know the truth. Scripture says, "Know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Well, Jesus Christ is, he is the truth. There's only one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus. Scripture says that if the Son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. We talked last night about how that the governments and big corporations were trying to put truth tellers in bondage, trying to take away the realities of the truth. Well, one of these days, this sin-cursed world is going to be destroyed. And there's going to be a new Jerusalem coming down out of God, out of heaven, prepared for the bride. And what does he tell us about this new Jerusalem? It's a wonderful thought. You know, it's a wonderful thought. This New Jerusalem says, chapter 21 of Revelation, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he said upon the throne, he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful." We're talking about truth this morning. Write, for these words are true and faithful. God cannot lie. It's impossible for him to lie. And he said unto me, "It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son." Well, that's a wonderful, wonderful story about this New Jerusalem. "And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God." Good morning, Pedro Calabandico. "Having the glory of God, and her was like unto a stone and most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, and 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel." "The building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth and the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth the topaz, the tenth the chrysoprase, the 11th the jacinth, the 12th an amethyst, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof." Well, that's a beautiful, beautiful rendition of what we have to look forward to in the New Jerusalem, the city that God has prepared for his people. May the good Lord be with you in a special way today, I pray. And may he comfort you knowing that we are not living in the final frontier. Okay, we're just to the stop-off station. We're pilgrims in a weary land. We look for a city whose foundations are God. I'm looking forward to that day when I'm in a city where there's no more curse, no more sin. It's a wonderful thought, isn't it? A lot of people want to have the best of both worlds. They want to have one foot in the world and one foot in the church. And so they're walking around on crutches. Bible tells us to come out from the world and be separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, saith the Lord. I would encourage you all, if you can, to get this book, The Anti-Gospel by Edward Henry. Edward Henry was our guest last night on our program. And God, in His miraculous, mighty, sovereign grace, brought Brother Edward Henry out of the world. Brother Edward Henry was brought up in the Roman Catholic Church, went to Jesuit high school, went to Notre Dame, went to a Jesuit law school, and now he's, if you ask him what he does, he calls himself a recovering attorney. Kind of reminds me of Paul when he said he counted all but dung for the name of Christ. Chapter 8 of this book, I'm going to just read a little bit before we can close. Chapter 8 of the book, The Anti-Gospel. It's called Chosen Before the Foundation of the World. In order to enter the kingdom of God, a man must be born again. John 3:3. It is not possible to birth oneself. God must do it. Of His own will beget He us with the word of truth, that we should be kind of the first fruits of His creatures. James 1:18. Those who are born again have been chosen by God before the world was even created, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. Ephesians 1:4-5. Those chosen by God for salvation have done nothing to merit that salvation. We were not good, we were simply chosen because God decided according to His own purpose to choose us, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. 2 Timothy 1:9. In whom we also have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. Ephesians 1:11. Jesus made clear to His disciples that they did not choose Him, He chose them. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain, and that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, He shall give it to you. John 15:16. Indeed, God states that He knew and loved and ordained Jeremiah to be a prophet before he was even conceived. That is certainly foreknowledge by God. It is more than foreknowledge. It is God predestinating Jeremiah to be a prophet. Welcome aboard, Gail James. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Jeremiah 1:5. Well, this is good news. This is the new birth. And it has to be done by the birther, by Jesus Christ Himself. He says, all that the Father has given me will come to me, and all that come to me, I will in no wise cast out. All the Father given me will come. Well, may the good Lord be with you today and strengthen you and sustain you, make His light to shine upon you. It's my prayer.